Thank you for standing by, and welcome to On the Prowl Beat Commvault and Displace the Competition with TSM conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. During the question-and-answer portion, please press star 1 on your touch-tone phone. Today's call is being recorded. If you have any objection, you may disconnect at this time. Now I'd like to turn the call over to your host, Mr. Don Dischinger. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you, Marcella, and welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining today's call. What has really turned into be a series of calls on how to position the Tivoli Storage Management family of products against specific competitors. And today we're going to focus on Commvault in particular. There's been lots of excitement this year on the announcements that we've had around Tivoli Storage Manager and Tivoli Storage Manager Fastback, including our positioning of the family of products with our unified recovery. And so we have two people on the call today that we're going to speak with or listen to a presentation from who are going to take us through some of the successes that we've had and give you some idea of what works and what doesn't work and how to progress opportunities and identify opportunities. So with us today we have Michael Poussin. Mike is the Tivoli competitive analyst who focuses on storage and in particular Tivoli Storage Manager and the family. And then we also have Alex Rivera. Alex is a specialty software sales rep, and he's going to take you through some very specific opportunities he was engaged with and how he was able to beat the competition. So with that, I'll turn you over to Mike Poussin.
Well, good morning, everybody. Hopefully everybody enjoyed the weekend and enjoyed a little bit of KG. So, we want to get into this. And there's really an urgency about this competitor, Commvault. They're, you know, been around for a while now. They've been increasing market share. And we're going to see a lot more of them. They're putting more sales and SE resources on the street. We need to block them to keep their fingers out of our pockets. I mean, they're not only, getting into white space new deals, but also winning deals against us. But we are winning where we do battle against them. So we're going to have some good information today. We have a real life case showing a displacement, but also going to head-to-head with Commvault in that displacement. So the incumbents were Symantec NetBackup and Legato Networker, and we were successful, or really the sales team, the Southwest sales team, was very successful in accomplishing this deal. So, Don is our worldwide sales integration leader. He's focused primarily on TV Storage Manager Fastback. Laura Gill wasn't able to be with us today, but she kicked off the last of these talks. And then Alex Rivera will be talking with us, and we'll have a Q&A. Lots of time for Q&A later to talk about this specific case and some of the tools and resources that can be employed in combating these guys. So if you go to slide 2 now, selling storage today is really not much different than before, but it's probably a lot better today, okay? I mean, you would expect in this economy people would stop buying storage software, but we find that's not true. Why is that? We have significant data growth. A need to re-improve our service levels and so forth, okay? And there's no way to end the growth of data. And this is creating huge opportunities both for us and for the competitors. You can increase, your income, even your bonuses by focusing on storage software. The plan shows that, storage software has, double digits of the total plan just for 2009. And there's a history that, selling storage can be very successful for you. Getting a customer, it really creates an annuity stream, and it helps keep the competition out. I mean, once you get a storage management solution in that's doing data protection and recovery, it becomes key to that enterprise to keep it running as a fine-tuned machine. And lastly, it's really a key ingredient to all of our strategies, the dynamic infrastructure, green data center, which is really hot these days to reduce the carbon footprint to increase more efficiencies. And then the whole smarter planet initiative. So along with virtualization and service management, you really want to have the customer using tools that are smarter and help them be more successful in its operation. So if we go to slide 3, this is the agenda that we're going to go through. Really, we want to get a brief overview of Commvault and what our TSM family brings to the table. And then what is the mapping of the offerings. We talk about Commvault, what their strengths and weaknesses, the way they attack in the field, right? And then how we win. And specifically, Alex will talk about the case of a win that we had with a software company in the Southwest region. And then we'll have a brief wrap on what the next steps are, the IBM resources that are available to you, and then we open it up for Q&A. On slide 4, you may have seen this before, but the biggest problem that customers are facing is the growth of data. And it's really growing at a rapid annual compounded rate. And why is this? It's really an increasing need for backed-up data as well as archived data. And historically, a lot of vendors use full plus incremental backup methodology, and this by its very nature increases the data backup. Fastback provides incremental block-level protection, especially for exchange environments and for other work group type of environments, and it is even appropriate in the enterprise for providing. Its main thing is fast recovery, very fast recovery, nearly instant ability to make the application available to put back into production. The competition is, they're still burdened with this old backup technology. They try to address it with synthetic backups or virtual full backups, and they sort of hype the need for data deduplication to reduce the impact of the redundant full backups that has to be stored. So they're really focused more on the front end of the process rather than reaching into the real nugget is the recovery management. You want to have a very good recovery. And that's what Civvy Storage Manager and Civvy Storage Manager Fastback bring to the customer. The other one is downtime. And nobody, and especially our customers, don't like to have applications that are unavailable. You can't afford to have them unavailable. And really, this is where TSM Fastback shines, is being able to bring your application back online very rapidly before even all the data has been restored. Competition, they have various degrees of availability, different RPO and RTO, and really, how reliable is the recovery? You hear more stories that, the tapes that the competitors are trying to recover from, if one of those tapes is corrupted, the whole recovery process is essentially broken. The next challenge really on slide 6 is the complexity. Nobody likes complexity, but it really is a necessary evil. You get increased number of servers, you increase the load on the network, you increase the storage resource requirement to manage and contain and use that data, whether it be for recovery and discovery purposes or whatever. The real solution is a good theory storage manager family, and this is, you know, unified recovery management. And I don't want to sound too biased, but working with the product for many years, I think we have the best set of offerings that are available to the customer. The competition really likes to, you know, talk about their ease of use, their simplicity, the human efficiencies. It really does not address the need for high volume administration and management that the scale of Activity Storage Manager can provide. And nobody likes to have to have too much. And in a lot of cases, you'll find deployments of master servers and media servers that create a totally new a management challenge for the customers, and they have to manage those environments at additional cost and administrative management complexity. If we go to slide 8 now, I mean, this is a brief, very brief overview of Commvault. They've been in business since 1988. They really have been focusing on storage management software. These are the products that they include. Backup and recovery was their mainline for a while, but we also see them now getting into the archiving space, and it's not just file system archiving. They're doing archive of Exchange and also SharePoint. So that's an additional challenge that we're going to be seeing. And you know, our content management customers, even though they're not part of Tivoli, they'll be you know, coming in and seeing Commvault come to the table, and Commvault offering content management and e-discovery. Their list of customers cover a very broad range of verticals. These are the main ones. They're really focusing on federal and local government. So, I mean, those of you in the field, you may have case studies yourself where you come up against Commvault in the most unlikely places. So rather than just a storage management vendor, I would call them more now a storage and data management vendor. They're located, they're headquartered back east in New Jersey. They started out at AT&T Labs, but they've been a public company now for several years, and they keep showing good market share growth. Just recently at their annual meeting in March, they reported 18% revenue growth, and you know, that's good for this day and age. Their ratio of customers to employees is like 10 to 1. Compare that against say IBM. 300,000 to, you know, the number of customers that Tivoli Storage has, and it's quite a different ratio. So you really get the sense of good support from Commvault when you have this type of ratio. Their profits have been pretty mixed. They have up years, and most recently was a down year. So their net income really was low for their fiscal year 2009, which ended in March of 2009. So it, you know, it attributed that to it's still a growing company that has to be doing capital investment and also getting new sellers and partnering with such companies as with Dell. They're both reselling the software, and Dell ships an appliance with Commvault software on it. EMC has been partnering with Commvault in specific cases and will recommend Commvault in certain situations. Hitachi also sells the Commvault line of storage software. the relationship with Sun, it didn't take traction like they hoped it would, and HP includes it in their portfolio of service offerings. So HP has a deal where they not only will, you know, offer their own data protection software, but also partner with other companies such as Commvault, and even including IBM to sell to HP customers. But their core product, what they call Simpana now, is a solution, and it's been productized now so that they call Simpana the product, and it provides backup and recovery modules, availability modules, replication, archive, migration, e-discovery, storage resource management, or SRM, and also SAN management solutions. On chart 9, this is what where their main product line is offering the modules for backup and recovery, archive, and continuous data replication. Along with that, they have, you know, and these are add-on modules that are extra costs. You get index search and e-discovery, but it also has a capability that they came out with a couple of years ago, was a single instance storage or file level deduplication. Now that that deduplication capability is it could be any object, so that it could be archived mail or replicated data that's been previously replicated, and they can deduplicate that data either at the object level or now at the block level on the server. So you have a choice now. You can do file or block level data deduplication. The Simpana backup, it's they have an integrated catalog capability. So it's it's really based on SQL, and they get some scalability by having multiple catalogs. These multiple catalogs can create some issues for them. So, you know, it is difficult to really federate across multiple SQL databases. So they have a separate database for the normal backup data, and then another database for the data deduplicated data. So the potential for getting out of sync is very high. But you know, by having that basic capability, though, it does give them a strength of perceived scalability. On archive, this is not just a an archive and delete capability. It's like a migration archive, so it's very close to being HSM. In prior releases, they sold that separately as a data migrator, but data migrator and data archive have been combined into just what they call archive now. And then the continuous data replicator is very much required or useful for moving large amounts of data from a remote or a branch office environment to a central site, and CDR is the methodology of being able to transport the data that has been previously backed up from site to site. So the weaknesses really are in the area of pricing and licensing. The administrator focus on operations. The end users are really only enabled through being a subset of a web-based administrator per se. So they really don't have an end user client type of interface. So really the ease of use is really for the administrator. There is no a special ease of use for the end user. And then I touched briefly on the distributed catalog. It gets expensive. I mean, that's the last Lord Bear, when you need to have granular mail recovery, for example, you got to get an extra license to do that, and it's really not integrated into the backup of the exchange database. You really have to do another backup pass through the iData agent, say for public folders or for individual mail. So, and then the file level replication granularity. In order to do a recovery back to the branch office, the branch is not going to get involved. It's really going to require the expertise of the backup administrator at the central site. So with that, I want to say just a few things about the value of Tivoli storage software. And the two main areas, we're on slide 11, is Tivoli Storage Manager is going to save you money against the competition, both capital expense and operational expense. And it's also going to reduce your risk. I mean, the process of Tivoli Storage Manager is very automated. And with the introduction of Tivoli Storage Manager Fastback, you really get that near instant recovery capability to get your application back online. The competition, they'll scale by adding additional masters of media servers, and they'll reduce the risk by, quote, giving you the commands available to help you create your disaster recovery media and so forth, but by no means except through scripts that the customer has to write or Commvault will fill your services to do to make the automation happen. On slide 12, this is the TSM family, Tivoli Storage Manager and Tivoli Storage Manager Extended Edition, Tivoli Storage Manager Fastback, Tivoli CDP for files soon, and maybe foretelling a little bit coming to the brand of Tivoli Storage Manager. Gives you centralized automated data protection, again, reducing both the cost and the risk, simplifying the process, and getting simplified deployment and management. Slide 13, additionally for Fastback, is this near instant volume recovery, granular recovery for mailbox exchange. Doesn't require an additional backup, and it is very, very efficient. Bare metal recovery on dissimilar hardware. Really, Commvault has a one-touch recovery product that is pretty basic for Windows environments. And then the protection capability of Tivoli Storage Manager Fastback is totally up to date. It's eliminating the backup window, reducing it to being a very efficient, disk-based backup, eliminate your case at the remotes and branches so that you really have an easy-to-use product that is very simple to implement and deploy in your enterprise environments. So, we're almost getting there to the heart of the matter. This is a brief mapping of the offerings between Tivoli Storage Manager and for Commvault. And next, I really want to talk about, on slide 16, when we see Commvault in head-to-head competition, it usually means that the customer has already heard about Commvault, and Commvault has been to their C-level staff or even down to the operational staff. And we see them selling a very compelling vision for both data management, end-to-end protection, and for control. I call it the CV Kool-Aid. It really has a lot of flavors, and once you buy into you know, what is perceived as very good architecture, you know, the customer likes it. Right? The challenge is to really, you know, downplay this convincing, compelling story and to get in there with what is really needed. But this index search and e-discovery capability is very attractive. IBM really brings together a more complete set of products that can be used to offer the customer advances and certainly the experience of doing content management for a long time and very experienced in doing archive. IBM is still the number one vendor across platforms of providing archive and content management capability. They do this block and object deduplication, and they call it data deduplication direct to tape. But we see that, you know, you really have to do the data deduplication with disk before it's copied to tape. And that copy to tape is effectively a backup. And that Symphana database is pretty close to being like a TV storage manager database, in that you have the file level and the block knowledge of being able to put that data back together when it has to be recovered. So even if it is on tape, it's going to take extra time to process and recompose the data for recovery. And tape itself will introduce delays just because of its physical nature. The other attack point is the common technology engine, and that is being able to use the same base for all those elements, all those different modules, backup and recovery, archive, CDR, are essentially using the same kernel. Ease of use, very seamless application of Windows concepts and especially useful in Windows environments. Part of that messaging is the not only the ease of use, but its simplicity. They call it simple Symphana. They call it new technology versus the old timers who claim the competitors, us and others, have to glue stuff together to make it work and introduce redundant infrastructure. But if you have an infrastructure that's efficient to begin with, you know, the means of scaling that Commvault has to introduce causes more management and challenges that they have to address. They'll talk about their customer references and so forth. The way to really win versus Commvault is present the business value of both TSM and TSM Fastback. It's their incremental forever versus the full plus incremental methodology, and it is an old story. But it is very true. Incremental forever is designed for disks versus full plus incremental, which was basically designed for tape. We provide better RTO and better RPO. It is all about recovery. A very useful tool is the business value analysis tool to show what the actual business value can be expected by the customer. You've got to redispute the Commvault POC claims. Does it really fit reality? A lot of the ways that they win, they'll roll in a POC for the customer, essentially up and running within 2 to 3 hours, and they start getting the customer to appreciate, you know, the capabilities, but not necessarily the full benefits of what they're doing. And finally, you want to get into the synergies of TSM. TSM with the SAN volume controller, TSM Fastback with TSM, the whole Tivoli Storage Manager family, and then grow into the Tivoli family as well as SCG storage and show our customer references. And you've got to really sometimes challenge what they're saying. It sounds good, but again, practicalities are, it really is different. So with that, I want to bring in Alex now and have him talk about the specific case that happened at this pharmaceutical software development company. So, Alex, if you address slide 17, I think we're doing pretty good.
Thanks, Mike. My name is Alex Rivera. I'm a Tivoli sales rep covering general business in North Texas, United States. What that means is general business means investment clients or non-core accounts, and these could be companies of different sizes from $200 million in sales revenue to $5 billion in sales revenue. So I was asked by a leadership team to speak about a recent win in second quarter. This was just recently in June, where and the reason is because this is an example where we beat Commvault even with their recent Syntana version 8 release that Mike has just mentioned. And I've dealt with Commvault a lot in my geography. They've beaten me before. I've beaten them several times. And if you haven't heard of this competitor, get ready, because you will. They're going after our installed CSM accounts, and they're beating us in certain low-hanging fruit, like taking out Symantec Backup Exec, companies that have outgrown that solution. So we need to take them seriously and acknowledge them as a real threat to our market share and being in sales to a real threat to our personal income and our bank accounts. So it's timely to educate the reps in the field on how to beat this competitor. But before we go into the story, I'll prefix this by saying that we did not win this deal because we had a better product with more features. We really won this deal because we changed the game on Commvault. We found clever ways to create unique value for our customer. So in other words, we found out what the customer cared about the most and position ourselves to match that. So you'll see that as a recurring theme as you go through this deal. So a bit of background on the customer's environment. This customer that Mike mentioned is a pharmaceutical software development company, and they bet their business on back-end Oracle databases. And they run those databases on IBM Power 6 AIX servers. The back-end disk is EMC. They have two data centers. And through organic growth, they had two different backup and recovery solutions, Symantec Net Backup in one data center and EMC Networker at another. Obviously, they had to pay two different skill sets, which is expensive, two different administrators to do backup and recovery two different ways. So that was one of the reasons they decided to change and consolidate. But I think the catalyst here, the biggest reason they decided to consolidate into one recovery solution is because the Symantec rep got a little greedy. He decided to continuously audit their license usage, and it really frustrated the customer. Their licensing, according to the customer, is extremely complex, and he made a joke of needing a PhD to understand Symantec licensing. And then they, in addition to that, continuously engaged their audit division on their customers to look for license growth. So all these things combined drove this customer to consolidate to one backup and recovery solution. You know what's interesting is they have given the business to Commvault. The reason is they've read the Gartner reports that Mike mentioned earlier. They see that they're one of the fastest growing backup and recovery solutions. And they've met with them for several months, and they gave the Commvault sales rep the verbal that they're going with them to consolidate. Of course, the IBM team has relationships of different kinds from a hardware perspective, some from a software perspective. And when we got a wind or when we heard that they were going to consolidate backup and recovery, we raised our hand and said, can we have a shot at that business? And you know what? They said no. Three different times. No, we're going with Commvault. Thank you very much. Have a great day. We heard it from the technical type team, we heard it from the IT manager, and we heard it from the CTO. And this really hurt our confidence because there's so many other things we could be selling them in addition to TSM. However, the team, even though we thought about just giving up, this was a business partner that's been selling them hardware. This is the software account manager and myself. We regrouped and said, you know, if they're going to spend money with someone, it might as well be us. So we refused to lose, and we eventually got that one meeting, and it was a lunch and learn. Just give us an opportunity. Give us 90 minutes on the calendar. We'll bring in pizza, and we'll just talk about what you're trying to accomplish, and we'll give you a high level of our solution, especially since you're an IBM hardware customer. After that one lunch and learn meeting, we then got another meeting and a third meeting and a fourth meeting, and that allowed us to really dive deep into what they valued, what they needed to accomplish from a backup and recovery function. We didn't walk in there and talk about what a great product we have. We really took the time to be consultants and understand what is important to this customer. We leveraged the fact that that their business on Oracle databases running IBM's Power Servers, and that as a reason to look at IBM software, right? During those conversations, we also found needs for other TSM-related conversations. We found needs for service desk, for enterprise asset management, and for data center management. So we scheduled different presentations on those topics. This again, differentiated us from Commvault as being just another backup and recovery tool to, hey, investing in TSM may open its doors to full IT service management. So we leverage the TSM competitive takeout sales play, which is designed specifically for these type of opportunities where you are displacing a vendor. In this case, we're displacing SemanticNet Backup, an EMC networker. And what that allowed us to do is to price to win, to be competitive enough to take out these vendors. And this is approved through our geography. But however, the objection that was presented was, you know what, we've got a lot of things on our table, and on the table right now, this is a customer speaking, yeah, I can't buy in June. You're still interested, maybe in the end of the year, maybe 2010. That's when the team regrouped and decided to use global financing as a way to defer payments, and also our business partner provided staff augmentation, which meant having a person on site helping them transition to back through this consolidated backup and recovery solution so they could focus in on the other projects. So essentially, we removed their objections using global financing and our business partner. We also took the proposal above the IT manager because we had relationships, our business partner had relationships with the new chief technology officer. Again, price to win, eliminated their objections, and in 2 weeks, there was a signature on a 3-year TSM deal and mud on Commvault space. We changed the game on them by taking it out of a feature function discussion to a compelling business case. And the lessons that I learned in this situation is, like I said, as quickly as you can, get out of the feature and function war. Clearly, as you heard from Commvault has advantages over us in some areas. And we have some advantages over them in other areas from a technical perspective. So keep that in mind as you talk to this customer, to your customer, right? Another lesson learned is to keep it simple. Make it sound easy. Because, you know why? Because I've heard the I understand that Commvault will say that IBM acquires solutions and glues them together. EMC acquires solutions, glues them together. Symantec does too. They will highlight how IBM had to acquire Tivoli and FilesX and FileNet. All we have to acquire these companies, glue them together to do what they can do with their Symphana version 8. So again, what we need to do is we're blessed to have different specialties and so many different. We have different reps for these technologies. That's great in hardware as well. But we need to make it sound easy to our customer. Otherwise, we are playing right into the trap that our competitors lay in front of us. So that leads me to another lesson learned. Is to team better with FileNet, with your FileNet rep. Start talking about big picture content management, information lifecycle management when you're talking backup and recovery. Partner with your system group rep. Make sure you can position XIV, DS8000, DS5000, and sell TSM Fastback in every deal as much as possible. And the reason you heard earlier, Mike just told us, Commvault is now doing block-level backup and recovery. That's huge. We've got to leverage TSM Fastback in every TSM deal where it makes sense. The other advantage that I think you'll hear is Symantec and Commvault will tell customers they don't sell hardware. We're vendor agnostic, Mr. Customer. You pick who you like from a hardware perspective. And they make it sound like it's an advantage. However, I really think it works against them. And it's all part of perception. But sometimes software group is isolated from systems group, and we really need to leverage big picture, right? We sell hardware. We sell excellent hardware. I believe in software group, we tend to forget that. And we need to leverage that advantage each and every time, knowing that's something you have that Commvault doesn't have, Symantec doesn't have. Yeah, obviously, EMC is a different story. However, it's all about reducing the risk for our clients, right? And if you can put a compelling business case together with a deal that includes software and hardware, and there's no finger pointing if there's any technical issues, the customer can call one phone number for support, and you know that's guaranteed to work. That's huge. That's selling peace of mind that Commvault and Symantec don't have. And it's hard to put a price tag on that peace of mind, but this day and age, that's what customers are looking for, right? The other advantage is financing. I don't know if Commvault can lease payments or defer payments. I don't know. We use global financing to differentiate ourselves, right, to overcome the objection of, I want it, but I can't pay for it now. IGF allows you is a huge advantage that we have that our backup and recovery, a lot of them do not offer. So another portion that I think it's worth mentioning is, you know, at IBM we do engage in license compliance audits, and I the only thing I've learned is to be cautious when you allow the license and compliance teams into your treasured accounts. Just remember what happened to the Symantec rep. We kicked him out and his product out because they were overly aggressive in their license compliance investigations. The last thing I'll leave you with, another lesson learned, is that I've really learned to leverage Michael Poussin and his team, because not only can they give you insight into what our competition has from a technical perspective, right, block level and deduplication, but also in sales, we've got a quota to make. We don't want to discount a product beyond what we have to discount. So if you want to get a pulse on what our competition may be coming in at from a price perspective, use your competitive team. I don't know if Commvault and Symantec can afford a competitive team the way we can. That's a huge advantage. Use them for knowledge, technical knowledge, and also pricing knowledge. So that's the summary of this deal. And with that, I'll turn it back to Mike.
Well, thank you very much, Alex, and thanks for the plug, too. I thought I'd get into a little bit more detail on the following slides, 19, and end up. But I want to summarize what I am saying in slides, especially 19 through 24. 19 and 20 are really things that you can do to, you know, help you win from not so much the technical perspective, but really from, you know, a win-back incentive and a competitive replacement play. I mean, these are things that can be employed to help you win versus the competition, and you really ought to go for it. The sales acceleration plays, the ability to consolidate information together, get your foot in the door with new customers and really make the thing happen. if you really are not calling on your customers and selling the TSM family, you really are missing an important opportunity to make your quotas, whether you're in IBM or not, or selling storage or not. The business value analysis tool I summarized on slide 21. Get a hold of John Eller or Cy or the others that you know about in your region and exercise this business value analysis tool to help you and the customer understand what your savings for the customer can turn out to be. And then finally on slide 22, you need to go get your feet on the street, knock on your customer's door, take them out for pizza, take them out for coffee, be buddies again and ask them what they need or what their pain points are. See how you can improve your relationship with your customer, upsell, see what their hardware needs are, and certainly provide, offer family solutions and even, like Alex says, work with your FileNet or your content management sellers and get TSM as part of the co-sell. On slide 23, about FastFact, remember to use FastFact as an excellent recovery solution. This is where FastFact shines, and only a hardware vendor can come close to providing the capability that FastFact has built into their software. On slide 24 is a call to action slide that Ron Brochet has used and several other leaders have used. And it really is, the final selling points to get the customer to understand what Tivoli Storage Manager FastFact can bring to the table. And then just before I open it up for Q&A, make use of this, competitive resource that I can bring to the table. Also, Steve Lucco is my colleague. And we cover Tivoli Storage Manager data protection, as well as Tivoli Storage Productivity Center, SRM and SAN, and also SVC, and even other areas where Tivoli Storage has a presence. So there's a link there for use of IBM internals. Also, we have how to get to us if you're a business partner. The links are provided to the partners in the Top 10 newsletter. And we're also covered in both Tivoli Talks, other Tivoli Talks, and in Think Thursdays. So with that, I want to have Marcella open it up for Q&A. During the Q&A, it would be myself, Alex, and Don Dischinger. And hopefully we have a good set of questions and some dialogue with the rest of you. So, Marcella, if you can open it up now.
Certainly, sir. Thank you. If you would like to ask a question at this time, please press star 1 on your touch-tone phone. You'll be prompted to record your first and last name. To withdraw a question from the queue, please press star 2. Once again, please press star 1 if you would like to ask a question. One moment, please.
And again, if you need to get in touch with us, the best way to do it is through the Tivoli Storage Takeout Wiki, or to open a service request at the Tivoli Competitive Action site. The service request process gives us the way to respond quickly, to track your requests, and for management reporting.
Sir, at this time, we have no one queued up with a question.
Don, Alex, you have something else you'd like to add? You may have skipped over.
Yeah, Mike, I just have one comment. This is Don. I encourage all the business partners to please be sure to check out the Partner World website. Make sure you go to the Partner World site and check the check for additional documents and presentations we have. We've put a lot of information specifically around Fastback, a lot more information out there in the past several weeks. We have a new customer-facing presentation that we have for Fastback, which focuses on the business value, like both Alex and Mike had spoken about earlier, the business value of what our solutions mean and how to position them with these customers. So it's a much more hard-hitting presentation than we've had in the past. But I just encourage you to go out and look for those additional materials and use them in the second half to give you a better competitive edge against the folks you're facing out there.
We do have a question in queue. Al Koenig, you may ask your question.
Hey, Don, I had a question, though, actually a couple of comments, questions about Fastback.
Okay.
The first one revolves around dynamic disk. You know, instant restore is a great capability, except it's not supported on dynamic disk. And I don't think we probably ran across that very much when we were positioning Fastback for remote offices. But as you move into the data center, more and more folks do use dynamic disk. Or do we have any plans to fix that? I mean, you know, we tout instant restore, and the end result could be that a customer has to convert all their disk to basic disk, which is going to be very disruptive, as well as, like, then, you know, maybe or maybe not, they might not be able to do an instant recovery.
Right. So we did run into this almost immediately after we did a blue wash last year. And what we did was, I believe, in 552 or 553, we came out with limited support of dynamic disk, which we felt was going to support maybe half of the environments out there. We don't plan on any additional dynamic disk support. Certainly, if we have some opportunities to come out that are large enough, we'll take advantage of that. Dynamic disk tends to be used in environments where customers have put pieces of other environments together, and they tend to use a hodgepodge, if you will. And that's certainly, we do have large enterprise customers who did come to us and ask for some additional support around it. So if you haven't looked at it already, I would just encourage you to see what we do support today, because we don't just say we don't support it across the board. We do support it in certain situations, but clearly not all. So that's about all I can tell you for dynamic disk.
Yeah, we support it in certain environments on the backup side, but instant recovery, according to the documentation, we don't support it at all. It has to be a basic disk or a simple dynamic disk.
Yeah.
To me, like in the enterprise, that's a showstopper. Anyway, my next comment question, I've run into problems at certain customers with scalability issues. Are we doing anything to address those? I thought we were, and then I had heard that we might not be.
Okay, that's a great question. So scalability is going to come in pieces with Fastback, and we're focusing on a couple of the internal things for the second half of this year. So we're actually going to do something in version 6.1 or the next version that's coming out toward the end of this year around Delta Block backups. So there is a little bit of scalability, but I think what you're looking for is probably an increase in the size of the repository, the number of clients that can send data to a Fastback server. Those things are targeted for the first half of next year, where we're really going to take a very hard look at just how scalable do we want to make this Fastback solution. It's not going to be a TSM. TSM's still going to be doing the heavy lifting, but we clearly need to increase the number of clients supported, increase the number or the size of the volumes and concurrent volumes that we can back up. And we're looking to perhaps double what's currently supported, maybe even go a little bit north of that, but don't expect to see that until the first half of next year.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
At this time, we have no further questions queued up.
Okay, well, thank you, everybody. And to Don and Alex, thank you very much. And I'm sure everybody's going to have a great day and a great week selling. So this is Mike Poussin, and hopefully we'll be in touch.
Thank you, everyone.